Page 71. Listen. Exercises A and B.
Before you are told to evacuate, it's important to be ready. Know where you can stay. It's best to stay with friends or family members outside of the emergency area, or know which hotel or shelter you'll go to. If you have a family, decide in advance on a safe meeting place. It could be dangerous to come back to your house from work or school. If you have children, contact the school to learn its emergency plans. Learn different routes from your home and workplace to your safe place. Plan for your pets. Arrange for them to stay with friends or relatives outside the emergency area if possible. If that's not possible, call your local animal shelter to find out about pet evacuation plans in your area. Make sure everyone in your family has the name, phone number, and email address of a contact outside your state. You might not be able to make local calls in an emergency because so many people are trying to call each other, but you can often reach a person in another state. Prepare an emergency kit, especially if you plan to go to a shelter. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has a website where you can find out what to include in your kit. Basics include a battery-powered radio, a flashlight and batteries, food and medicine, disinfectant wipes to clean yourself, blankets, water, and baby and pet supplies. If you have a car, try to keep half a tank of gas in it at all times. When your area is under a flood watch, fill your tank. During an evacuation, gas stations will be very crowded. If you live in a house, protect your property. Bring in any outdoor items. Open your basement windows to let the water come in so that your basement walls don't collapse. Check government websites for more detailed information. If you are ordered to evacuate, go immediately. Take your emergency kit and important documents, such as your passport and birth certificate, if you have them ready. Unplug electronic equipment and appliances, except your refrigerator and freezer. Shut off your utilities, such as gas and water. Lock your doors. If you have time, leave a note on your property or in your mailbox saying when you left and where you are going. Check TV or radio for the roads you should use to evacuate. Don't take shortcuts. Shortcuts could lead to blocked or flooded areas where you may not be able to get through. Don't drive through water. If your car breaks down in water, get out immediately and move to higher ground. For more information, check your federal, state, and local government websites. Next week, I'll discuss what to do if you are not ordered to evacuate. It's also necessary to be ready to shelter in place, to be ready to live for 3 or 4 days without help and without leaving your home.